A report released in recent days has revealed that a significant cohort of Rhodes Police and Gardaí show low productivity, general disinterest and make an effort to avoid work. Some Garda members tasked with policing Rhodes have deliberately ignored driving offences, and the external report discovered. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has described the report findings as shocking and disturbing and says more needs to be done to tackle underperformance. Many Gardaí, the report found, were highly motivated, which is good news, but a significant minority had little interest in their jobs, according to the Crowe report, which contains the findings of an independent inquiry. The inquiry team said they were quite shocked at how open some Gardaí were about their lack of interest in the job. To conduct the inquiry, information was gathered about productivity levels in six sample Garda divisions, including through data analysis, one-to-one meetings with Gardaí, group discussions and direct observations by members of the inquiry team while accompanying Gardaí on their duty. And the visits to the six Garda divisions revealed that there is a culture of acceptance that some Rhodes Police and Gardaí are highly productive, while others are much less productive and may regularly have shifts where they issue no fixed charge notices, make no arrests, seize no vehicles or record no incidents. And the inquiry also found that some officers are known to deliberately ignore offences and spend their shifts operating at a low level of productivity. With me in the line to talk about this from the GRA's point of view is Eddie Walsh, GRA representative for Kerry. Eddie, good morning to you and thanks for joining us on the programme. There's been a lot said since the report has come out a number of days ago. But look, what's your view on what the findings of the report show? On one side, it shows that there are highly motivated Gardaí doing their jobs, but a significant minority, it's a worry, isn't it?
Yeah, good morning, Jerry. Good morning to your listeners. Thank you for having the show. Jerry, a few things in relation to the Crowe report. I suppose a bit of a background to it. First of all, this report came about from a member in Garda Síochána, known as a whistleblower, who wrote to the Garda Commissioner in 2023. And ironically enough, it took a year for the Garda Commissioner to act on the report from the member concerned. The report was done in April of 2024, or over a year ago, and the report was concluded in April 24. The report sat in the Garda Commissioner's desk for 4 months, and first of all, I'd like to say our members, both in the Garda ranks and the Rhodes Police Unit, were basically disappointed and horrified that the report was drip-fed 2 to 3 weeks ago before it was actually published last Thursday.
Yeah.
And it's ironic that this report, it was published 2 weeks before the outgoing Garda Commissioner leaves his post on the 1st of September. As you stated, Jerry, the report said the majority of Rhodes Police members are productive and effective and professional in their job. And it also says a minority of members were non-productive. In context, you've got to realise that there were six divisions out of 31 visited. That's less than 20%. Of the six divisions, there was only 90 Gardaí spoken to. And in our view, we've 70 members of Garda rank in Rhodes Policing. They are productive. They're out there morning, noon and night. They're dealing with road traffic offences. They're dealing with fatal accidents. They're doing their job to the best of their ability and they're professional. And in relation to the Crowe report as well, it also highlighted a number of issues that we've highlighted. The lack of training, the lack of Garda vehicles, the fleet is depleted, the lack of manpower. And just to give you an insight into our own division, we had a competition last year in the Kerry division to fill five vacancies of Garda rank in the division, and as of date we cannot fill them because we haven't got the numbers to fill them. That goes back to what I've worked with previously on the show about recruitment, retention, no morale in the job, trying to get people to join the job. So it leads on to we have more roads traffic offences and we've less Rhodes Police members in the country and the division. We're actually down 17% since 2023. We've only 665 members in Rhodes Policing where we had 824.
Yeah, yeah, 40% less than 2009. That's something that needs to be fixed. If that was fixed, would it improve performance in the significant minority of cases, as the report describes, where things aren't going well and aren't being done properly?
Sure, I believe so, because there is more traffic offences. Like, even example, in our own division, there was 334 drunk drivers detected last year. That's an increase of 23%. So I can't see how reports will, from my own point of view and the members I represent in Kerry, how could they say that the members are doing less when we have more detections? We have 78,000 speedy offences In the last 6 months, we had 74,000 more offences in relation to careless driving and wholly mobile phones. So the members out there with less members doing more work, there is going to be a morale issue. And like the report says, a minority, and I think if there's a minority, it's a very, very, very small minority.
So you don't believe it's a significant minority, as described in the report?
No, Joe, I don't believe so. And I even feedback from my own members in the Kerry Division and from around the country in the National Executive, we do not agree with the report in relation to this.
Okay. Can I talk about one element of it? And it's an element, I suppose, of concern. The report said there's a lack of effective sanctions for poor performance, and supervisors and managers are typically apprehensive that any attempt to invoke sanctions would create industrial relations problems with the Garda Representative Association. Is there an issue there, do you think? Supervisor is saying, look, this isn't right, it isn't working well, I have to do something, but you know what, I can't because I've been entangled with the GRA.
Sorry, the Garda Representative Association represents members in relation to industrial action or whatever. We work with all ranks, we work with sergeant, inspector, supers, right up to the commissioner. If there's an issue with any member in Garda Síochána or in the roads policing, that's a supervisory issue. We do not get involved or, we'll say, block any supervisor for dealing with a member that's not productive. But like I said, our members are working to the best of their ability, and we believe there's no issue whatsoever in the Kerry Division in relation to productivity.
Right, okay. But with that in mind, though, is there an overall issue, do you think? Or does that area need to be looked at, perhaps? Because like what I'm saying is, if there is an issue of supervisors being afraid to raise something or saying, look, it's maybe not being afraid, but it's not worth the effort, then how do things improve? Like, no organisation is perfect. There's always going to be issues of performance. And I'm sure if reports were done at every organisation, they'd find areas where things are falling down. It's about what you do to try and fix those things. Is there a problem within Garda Síochána in that area? I say that because I know ye yourselves have had serious issues with GSOC, now FISRU, serious issues with how disciplinary proceedings are dealt with. A lot of criticism of the outgoing Garda Commissioner for how he's handled that it takes far too long, it's too onerous, draconian maybe. Is there a problem there that needs to be addressed by the new commissioner? How that whole area works?
Well, Jerry, I was going to come to that point. Our new commissioner starts his job on the 1st of September, and I wish him the best. And we have a Minister of Justice who take up in November. Yes, we've had issues with the outgoing commissioner. Basically, we have highlighted even winning roads policing, lack of training, lack of even DA and PR. That recognises offences in vehicles.
Only the licence plates. Yeah.
Correct, sorry. Only 30% of those are working. That came up in the report as well. As the man says, we're blue in the face from highlighting issues to the commissioner. He hasn't listened to us, so we hope that the new commissioner will listen to us. In relation to your point about discipline, yes, we have issues of discipline. We've had members who have been investigated, and without naming any division, it's going on 3, 4, and 5 years. It hasn't been brought to conclusion. That's our issue with discipline. We never had an issue with any supervisor talking to a member of Garda Síochána, because if we had, we wouldn't have to have a GRA, because we represent no one, because there'd be no issue.
Yeah, okay. You don't think that is the case. So there isn't a cultural problem in the Gardaí when it comes to when something isn't working, when something goes wrong, that it doesn't get fixed. Like, sometimes there can be a perception that it can be a bit of a siege mentality. And rather than deal with the issue and say, look, this was an honest mistake, or this system isn't working, or this person didn't do their job properly, that the root of it isn't got at, because things kind of shut down, whether it's through the GRA or whether it's through, and we're seeing whistleblowers coming forward then. Do you understand the point I'm trying to make in relation to that? Is there an open enough culture to admit when something isn't working within the guards and fix that without things going to FISRU or getting tense and the GRA getting involved?
Well, the Garda Representative Association, our main purpose is to solve problems locally at district level for the superintendent or with the chief or with the assistant commissioner. In our case, it's the southern region before it goes to national. So we are always open to solving problems from a Garda point of view and a GRA point of view.
And there's no guard afraid to put the hand up and say, listen, you aren't doing your job, or we aren't doing our job, or this is a problem we need to fix?
Jerry, we're forever highlighting problems up the ranks, and unfortunately that's the reason we had a no confidence motion of 98.7% in the outgoing Garda Commissioner, because he failed to listen to us.
Yeah. The new Garda Commissioner, you're hopeful there will be a key change? that there will be more of a cooperative attitude, perhaps, maybe, and issues like this can be addressed, and issues that you want addressed, whether it's manpower, recruitment, equipment, that would be dealt with.
Well, Jory, yes, like we've our own national executive and our own general secretary has already met with the new incoming Garda commissioner. And there's a simple few points I highlighted in the show before: the pensions post 95, pensions for recruits in 2013, the issue of recruitment and retention to encourage more members to join the job, which was not going to affect the roads policing. We already stated staff and salary scale higher. Deal with the suspension policy, as I've stated already, there's members 3 and 4 years suspended is not good enough. And to review the operating model, which I spoke on the show before, it simply is not working. It's failing and it's causing our members stress, and it's basically keeping members from doing their job out in the community on the beat. Get our members off and behind desks in the story.
Okay, all right, Eddie, listen, thanks very much for coming in and talking to us and giving the DRA's perspective and response to the Coro report and for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.
That's Eddie Walsh there, Kerry representative of the Garda Representative Association, talking to us about the Coro report and the fallout from same. If you've a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.